Engineers with Duke Energy are working to fix a broken drain pipe under a coal ash storage pond in northern North Carolina. As much as 10% of the coal ash in the pond may have spilled into the Dan River just south of the Virginia state line. WFAE's Duncan McFadden joins me now with more. Duncan, remind us first where coal ash comes from and why it's a concern.
Well, this is what's left over after power plants burn coal. It's stored in large ponds, they sometimes call them lagoons, near the plants, and it contains metals that are toxic at high concentrations, things like arsenic, cadmium, and chromium.
So how did Duke Energy realize that something was wrong at the Dan River plant?
Duke says early Sunday afternoon, a security guard first noticed that the pond level looked kind of low. So we call these ponds, but this is actually, it's 27 acres. They then discovered a 48-inch stormwater drain that was running under the pond had broken, and water and coal ash were spilling through it into the Dan River. Now, Duke relies on these guards for this kind of information. Here's Duke Energy spokeswoman Lisa Hoffman.
Well, this is why we have folks that are patrolling the site, so that if anything unusual is happening, it's detected as soon as possible.
So Duke is depending on security guards to notice if something like this is going wrong.
That's right, Mark. So this had to be pretty significant to get noticed. Remember, it's a 27-acre pond.
And give us an idea of how much coal ash spilled.
The Dan River plant was retired back in 2012, so the pond was not filled to capacity. But as much as 10% of the ash that was being stored there did spill into the river. Duke compares that volume of ash to 20 to 32 Olympic-sized swimming pools. And in addition to that, 50 to 82,000 pounds of coal ash, as much as 27 million gallons of water also escaped through the pipe.
Is this leak under control now?
There's a temporary plug in place, which Duke says has slowed the flow sort of intermittently, but engineers are still working on a more permanent solution.
And Duncan, is there a risk of something like this happening elsewhere?
None of its other plants, Duke says, in the Carolinas have stormwater pipes that actually run under its coal ash ponds, like this one at the Dan River site. There's one in Ohio that has a similar design, and they're looking into that. There are 13 other coal plants that Duke has in North Carolina. About half of them have been retired. The Allen plant near Belmont is still running, and then there's the Riverbend plant on Mountain Island Lake, which was retired. And Mountain Island Lake was Charlotte's major drinking source.
And back to the Dan River, how is this coal ash spill affecting that river?
Well, we spoke to a man named Matt Wasson today. He and two others from an advocacy group called Appalachian Voices are taking water quality samples in the river near the plant, both upstream and downstream. And he says, just looking at the river, upstream the water was cloudy and brown from recent rain and snow, but downstream the water is noticeably a gray color and very cloudy. He says it's hard to see more than an inch below the surface.
We actually used a bucket to pull some of the sediment off the bottom of the river, and it's just straight. This is black, ashy stuff, and this was about 2 miles downstream from the river, or from the spill site.
Now, we don't have any results from any of the water tests yet from Wasson's group, the state, or Duke Energy. They've all taken samples, some of them as far downstream as Danville, Virginia, which is about 20 miles away.
And what about Danville's drinking water? Has it been affected?
So far, the city says their water is fine, but they're testing and closely monitoring and working with Duke and the North Carolina officials for any changes.
Thanks, Duncan. WFAE's Duncan McFadden talking about a coal ash spill at a retired Duke Energy plant on the Dan River, about 130 miles northeast of Charlotte. We'll have more on this story tomorrow during Morning Edition here on WFAE.